Okay, so don't blame me. So I'm going to start out with the guidelines for the Course in Miracles. And just what I want to ask you to do is to breathe and just remind yourself why you came. You got your own individual reason. And listen to the words, because the words actually come from the Course in Miracles, and it describes the best attitude to take in studying the Course.
Show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit, show me that the ideas are true. Holy Spirit Show me that the ideas are true, Holy Spirit. Show me that the ideas are true, Holy Spirit. Show me that the ideas are true, Holy Spirit. Show me that the ideas are true, Holy Spirit. Show me that the ideas are true, that's the standard. Show me that the ideas are true, Holy Spirit. Show me that the ideas are true, that's the standard. Show me that the ideas are true.
And that's straight from the Course in Miracles workbook lesson. It's telling us the attitude to take to listen to the Course in Miracles, and it really makes it a lot easier to hear it when you hear that you don't have to believe it.
I am responsible for what see, yeah, I am responsible for what I say. Oh, I am.
Okay, we're gonna be on page 314. The Holy Instant and the Laws of God. If you want to get past in the blocks with the Christian terminology that the Course uses to describe universal spiritual themes, remember that the Course in Miracles is only talking about love and fear. So everything in there is just another word for love or another word for fear. And the premise is that we are love, that's all we are, but our awareness of that is blocked by the thoughts, feelings, emotions, and beliefs that we have. So the Course is about allowing us to have the blocks removed that would make us aware of the love and the power and the beauty and the spirit and the freedom that's already there. So it's not about putting anything in you. It's about removing the blocks to the awareness of how cool you are. It's only talking about love or fear. It says one part of our mind is totally insane, and one part of our mind is totally sane. The Holy Spirit is the sane part. The Course calls the ego the fearful, frightened, insane part. From these two sides of our mind emerges two very distinct ways of thinking, one based on separation, one based on oneness. We are experiencing and have experienced the result of the thought system based on we are separate. We should be very familiar with that. That's the reality that we pretty much live in, is the one where we think we're separate, and we know that there's a lot of fear in that perception. So the Course is teaching us how to let go of the fear so that we can become aware of our oneness and the love that we share and the peace that we share. It gives you new interpretations of everything you see that will allow you to have peace of mind just from the way you're interpreting what's going on. And then when you achieve peace of mind, then you can hear the inner guidance you're receiving from your own invisible teacher, which each one of us has one, and it is one. So each one of us was born with a guide, and we're here to learn how to listen to it again. You are innocent, you are guiltless, you are not sinful, you are not sinful, you are not sinful, you are not sinful, you are not sinful. There is no fearful, punishing God. According to a Course perspective, there is not some man in the sky arbitrarily kicking butt based on how short your dress is. That's not what it's about. Okay? So, this premise of this class is you all are innocent and you all are loving and you all are lovable, and that's the only thing that's true about you. That's what this is based on. If you don't want to believe that about yourself, then you're probably in the wrong place. You're going to hear some loving stuff. All right? Do I have permission to say loving stuff to you? Okay. All right. So this paragraph, I'm going to read through it, and then after 25 years of teaching it, I think I can probably help you out with what it's saying. I don't know. We'll just give it a shot. Okay? Let's save some time. That's the purpose of a relationship, is to save time. That's why we're together, to save time. Right? Okay. It's impossible to use one relationship at the expense of another.